Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled, "Surely Not I, Lord." The scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. What were you thinking, Judas? Was it greed, as Matthew seems to suggest? Or were you a victim of Satan, which is what Luke and John hint at? Or are these two ideas really one and the same? Because greed is one of the temptations Satan puts in our way. But in any case, how could you? You who had been with Jesus and the other disciples for so long, you who had seen what he could do, you'd heard him teaching, you'd walked with him, you had shared meals with him, you had had the enormous privilege of being part of that core group with Peter and Andrew and James and John and the others. How could you, of all people, sell him as though he were just a piece of property? You can't have been wicked through and through, otherwise you would have shown it long before this, and you were literally destroyed later when you realised what you had done. And it can't be a matter of just chance that when Jesus said, "One of you will betray me," all your companions in that greatest of all adventures responded just as you did, "Surely not I." And in the event, one by one, they too betrayed him, even Peter, who denied that he even knew Jesus. Oh, yours was the worst betrayal, because it wasn't the result of panic, it wasn't a failure of nerve, it was premeditated, and for that most sordid of reasons, hard cash. But you repented, you took the money back, and shortly after that you died. Matthew says it was suicide, and there are those who say, well, in that case you could never be forgiven, because this killing yourself is the unforgivable sin that condemns you to eternal damnation. Oh, but the master you betrayed had always taught that God is a loving father, that he is merciful, that like the father of the prodigal son, he runs to embrace us when we repent. All of us, sooner or later, in appalling ways or in apparently trivial ways, all of us betray Jesus. And if we are saying, "Surely not I, Lord," we need to acknowledge that, yes, I too, we too, we are all traitors, all of us. And all he asks is that we recognize our failure and come home to his loving arms.